McLaren battling away. Fed in by Newman, and Robin's well forward, and Goss was well forward too, and Norwich have taken the lead. Jeremy Goss again. Unbelievable stuff. Well, when he scores goals, they're either spectacular or important, and that one's both.
Norwich City fans will remember that excellent goal in the famous 2-1 victory over Bayern Munich in 1993. It was described as the pinnacle of Norwich City's history. I recently met up with Jeremy Goss at Necton's annual parish meeting. So, Jeremy, we're here tonight at Necton. What have you been here for?
Well, we've been kindly invited here to talk a little bit about the charity that I'm associated with, the NNAB, Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. To describe the charity, to find out, tell them a little bit about what we do, how we do, and how effective we are to the local community, to tell them that we're a local charity, not a national charity, and also to pick up, very gratefully, a cheque on their behalf, given to us as a donation, which we very much appreciate.
What got you involved with the NAB?
7 years ago, I met the director, John Child, who's an amazing character, and he introduced me to the charity. He introduced me to blind individuals and blind children. And as soon as I met two brothers around about 6 years old who were the same age as my sons, and they were blind, I was instantly captured by the great work that they did, but also by the respectfulness of everybody and the high quality care and compassion that they offered. And I was involved from then, and I wanted to do what I could to help raise the profile and help raise some money.
Dealing with blind people, normal sighted people can't imagine what that's like, can they?
No, but to a blind individual, there's several aspects of it. If you're born blind, then you don't know anything that we can see and that we know about ourselves for a sighted person. So there's no harm in that. In fact, we have Ed Bates, who works for us on a permanent basis. He's black blind. He wouldn't change it any other way because that's his life. If you're visually impaired and if you've gone blind or lost a fair degree of sight through your life, then there's a lack of confidence that you may be suffering from, and that lack of self-esteem, you can capture that back by coming to the NNAB and being part of what we do and the things that we offer, because you need self-inclusion, social inclusion is absolutely crucial to everybody who has a visual impairment in capturing back and gaining back their confidence.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about football for a little while.
Absolutely, let's do it. We can do that. Yeah.
When did you last play football?
Wow. Year 2000, I think. I finished my career professionally with Hearts up there in Scotland, 96 to 98. So I finished playing professionally for Hearts at 1998. I then carried on fractionally for a very short time with teams like Huddersfield and Gillingham, and then eventually ended up, because of my friend Tony Spearin, who used to be a youth team player at Norwich City, with Kings Lynn. So I went up there, and it was the wrong move for me, but I didn't want to let Tony down. And as we all know, if you don't want to do something, it shows. So I went up to Kings Lynn, and I enjoyed my time in terms of the people that I met, but I didn't enjoy the fact that I knew I wasn't playing to the same standard that I wanted to, and I felt that the old age had crept in quite quickly, and I finished my career, and it was around about the 2000 mark. So I've been out of the game now for some 16, 17 years, and a new life, a different life.
What memories do you have of Norwich City?
Memories of when I first arrived, early 80s, 1981, 82. Ken Brown, the manager, Mel Machin, the coach. Chris Woods was in goal, Keith Burchin, John Dean, Mark Barham, Dennis Van Wyk came in a bit later on, Peter Mendham in midfield, were Martin O'Neill and Mick Maguire, should I name all of them? They were terrific times. Paul Haylock was playing as a fullback as well. Dave Watson, Steve Bruce eventually came in. They won the Milk Cup in 85. I had an arthroscope. I was in hospital in 1985. Missed the cup final at Wembley. Ken Brown, the very next day, brought that Milk Cup into the hospital for me to get a few pictures taken. And he showed that cup all the way around the children's wards and other wards and took me and the trophy home in a Rolls Royce.
Really? Yeah.
So when you say, what's your memories of Norwich City Football Club? That is an overriding memory I've got, and it summed up the club. It summed up Ken Brown and it really did epitomise exactly what we were about. And of course I went on to eventually get into the football team, the first team. I played 238 games for the club. I played over 500 games in the reserves. We all know what happened in Europe in 1993-94 against Bayern Munich, Vitesse Arnhem, and eventually got put out by Inter Milan. Wonderful experiences, great players that I played against, the best in the world, the brilliant stadiums, the best stadiums. How lucky am I?
Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This has been Paul Young reporting.